Hey guys, it's Lindsay with Libre Living. One of the questions I often hear is, I keep hearing how my thoughts impact my reality. I'm noticing I'm worrying a lot, and I wonder how that might be affecting my life. This is a really good question. One of the reasons I began working with people one-on-one was because I wanted to help them with anxiety and worry, something that I had been inundated with for years. The first thing I want to do is reassure you that your worry thoughts will not create that exact thing in your life. For example, if you worry your child will get kidnapped, or that you will lose your income, or that you'll never have enough money, the thought alone won't create that in your reality. So please don't worry about worrying. But do be aware of how your worry thoughts impact how you interact with the world, especially other people. Let's take the worry thought, I don't have enough money. I'm in survival mode. Sound familiar? I don't have enough money is a perception, a belief that impacts our behavior. I was having a coaching conversation with a wonderful man, and we started to talk about money. He said, I don't have enough money. I'm in survival mode right now. My response was this: how does that belief impact how you interact with people who will pay you money for your services? His response was, I usually accept less than I'm worth, I don't ask for more, or I accept a job that's below my skill level. And this is so common. It's not the thought that directly relates and creates our reality, it's our determination to hang on to it that impacts our behavior. And our behavior has a direct impact on what we create. So we go into a conversation or an interaction from a place of, I'm in survival mode, and we accept less money, don't ask for more, or assume that we won't be okay if we don't accept what's on offer. On the flip side, I was in a coaching conversation with a woman who was telling me how even though she was just barely managing to pay her bills, she chose to approach her job hunt from a place of, I'm okay. I have been okay. I will always be okay. She was offered a job that was below her ideal salary range. She didn't take it. She chose to operate from a place of, I'm okay. I have been okay. I will always be okay. And a few weeks later, she was offered another job, this one with a salary above what she had been hoping for. That job she took. This is the power of knowing what we're worrying about, being able to drop out of it, and creating our reality from that foundation. Here's another example. Let's take the worry thought, people will judge me if I mess up in front of them. This is actually one of my favorites because it was a biggie for me for a long time and I didn't even realize it. It's also a biggie for lots of other people, and if they don't realize it, they often don't take action on their dreams. Many of the people I work with have big dreams, and when you have big dreams, which are bigger than worthy goals, you're going to come up against a whole range of worry thoughts, fears, and limiting beliefs. That's one of the things big dreams do for us. They ask us to let go of everything that doesn't serve us. In a coaching conversation with a wonderful client, she was talking about how she just couldn't understand why she wasn't moving forward with what she really wanted to do. She had the steps all laid out, the master plan in place, the offerings, the payment structure, the marketing, it was all there. But she still felt stuck. Eventually, I led her to realize her fear of messing up in front of other people was what was keeping her from moving forward. It was that fear that kept her from creating and stuck in worrying. Once we cleared that for her, path was cleared too, and she started taking bigger and bigger leaps. So now the question you might be asking is this: how do I clear worry thoughts? How do we drop out of worry so we can actively create a better reality for ourselves? I invite you to remember this. The verbal part of your brain processes about 40 bits of information per second. The nonverbal part of your brain processes about 8 to 11 million bits of information per second. That means that all thoughts, the communication from the verbal part of your brain, come from the part of your brain that knows less, way less. As you go throughout your day and move towards your dreams, Remember to trust the part of you that knows more. That's the part of you that says yes to your dreams. Good luck and lots of love.